you know.
But if they did that, they would reinitiate the computer to take all the tests that you missed all at once in a, you know, one block.
Oh, okay. So say I passed my standard driving test, my
core knowledge test,
and my air brakes, but I still needed my school bus and my motorcycle and whatever left. See, my main thing is to actually pass the standard driving test. So then I can still drive.
Yeah.
If I, you know, but I can see where Mike says, you know, don't, if you fail the first time out, don't go back in line and retake it.
Yeah.
It's better to deal with an expired license than it is having to wait
6 months.
6 months.
And not be able to drive. Because he won't let you drive.
No, he won't. He lets me get away with a lot of stuff.
That won't be one of them.
No.
He can't.
No.
Because his job's riding on that.
And he just hired somebody else, too. But I noticed the drivers don't stay. Because one of the drivers now works where you work. He's a fixed route, short, weird, bald-headed guy with glasses. Really, he walks funny, and he doesn't talk a lot. He's got a really round face.
I know who you mean.
And he's got his hair cut like...
He wears a pair of, like...
Squared off, yeah.
They're metal. Not squared off. They're kind of pointed on each end.
Yeah.
But they're about the same thickness of glasses.
Yeah, and he's a white guy. He's bald
yeah,
here.
I know
and
who you mean.
And then he's got that...
He's a nice guy,
and he kind of walks funny.
Yep.
Like speeding at an angle. And he doesn't talk. He doesn't, you know, he's... Well, he used to drive bus over there.
Right.
And then he worked part-time for the park district. And then all of a sudden he started doing that, and you know, and then he left. And then I saw another guy yesterday, and they were training him. And he goes, I was a semi-truck driver all my life, and now I'm doing this. It's like he must have retired or something, and now he's doing this.
Getting off the road. A lot of truck drivers do that. They get off the road.
And, you know, a part of me said...
They want to be at home at night.
A part of me almost said to let my CDL go. And I can see where the winds of change, you know, the whole...
You can see the black sails and the flag.
Yeah. And it's like the change of life. And it's like, okay, that was a different part of my life, and it's over and it's done, and I don't want to keep, you know what I mean? But that's my fallback.
Right.
That's all I do is I drive.
It's easy to do because you know how to do it. You know the psychological, you know the psychology behind driving even. It's not just a matter of you can physically get in and operate the vehicle. You know the psychology of handling traffic. Something I tried to teach Pootie, she'll never understand.
Yeah. You mean like when I freaked out Mike, when I told him I could, you know, use my vehicle to intimidate and to ride that person and to, you know.
You don't even have to ride their bumper, but you can ride them in such a way that they get nervous and they go, okay, you need to get by me.
Yeah. And the way I was, you know, kind of weaving on there in their rear view.
The back and forth method.
Yeah, that you taught me.
One headlight here, okay.
And then you...
Wait for a minute, okay, now we're going to go over here.
Right. And then it unnerves people. And I told Mike when we were going to the, you know, for the drop, and I said, watch, he'll move out of my way. And he just kind of looked over at me like...
How did you know that?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's psychology, learning how to handle it.
And, you know, just... And I know a lot of the residents are comfortable with me driving.
Yeah, they are. They like you, too.
Yeah.
Everybody likes you down there. Well, almost everybody.
Yeah. There's a few that I just... Oh, I get so irritated with them anymore.
Yeah, like Billy.
Ugh.
Piece of shit.
He cussed out the cable lady for saying his name wrong. I don't know.
Cussed her out?
Yeah. In public. In the dining room.